Homegrown, Kelly Kay.
Yeah, got a couple of good ones here. The first one comes from an LMPD post I saw shared on my feed by Lee Sweeney. Shout out. It's a story of LMPD downtown area patrol officer Chris Hodge and how he responded to a call he got about a young man riding an ATV through a quiet neighborhood on a regular basis. So he did some digging, and Officer Hodge found out that the young man named Harrison is on the autism spectrum, and Harrison uses the ATV as an outlet to socialize with his neighbors. So instead of, you know, taking away the noisy ATV, Officer Hodge used his skills from fixing LMPD bikes to build Harrison a solution that worked out for everyone. He made a tricycle from a full-size bike, and Harrison loves it.
I'm going to be riding this almost every single day. I love riding. I ride almost every single day. I met some really nice people around here. They're very sweet.
Oh,
isn't that sweet?
That is.
They just found a really great solution. You can see that story, by the way. We've shared it at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook and at 99.7 DJX. And then a bowling team in Louisville set a new world record, raised money for charity. Steve Wiseman, Trace Wiseman, Kyle Reed, and Eric Howard were rolling strikes for 24 hours on Monday at Lane 1 Kingpin in Jefferson, in J-Town.
Okay.
They were going for the Guinness World Record title for the most strikes in a 24-hour period in 10-pin bowling with four people, new category, needed 1,200 strikes to set the record. They knocked that out in 14 hours, kept going, ended with 2,032 strikes.
That doesn't
sound...
Isn't that
amazing?
Yeah.
Yeah, they were excited.
I mean, that's crazy.
Yeah. So now they have to submit video and other evidence from the attempt to get the official verification. But this, you know, isn't the first rodeo for the Wiseman brothers. They already hold world records for the most pins knocked down in 24 hours by a team of two and the same record for a team of four.
Okay.
Yeah. So... you can see that story at WDJX.com, brought to you by Bell of Louisville.